Sarvate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 9, The Dynasty of Amshuman, Text 49, which is the last verse in this chapter. Yat tad brahma param sukshma ashunya shunya kalpitam Bhagavan Vasudeveti Yam Grananti He Shashvatata Yad Tad Brahma Param Sukshma Ashunyam Shunya Kalpita Bhagavan Vasudeveti Yam Grinanti Hi Satvataha Yad Tad Brahma Param Sukshma Ashunyam Shunya Kalpita Bhagavan Vasudeveti Yam grinanti hi sattvataha Yad tad brahma param sukshma Ashunyam shunya kalpita Bhagavan vasudeveti Yam grinanti hi sattvataha Mataram Sukshmam Ashunyam Shunya Kalpitam Ravad Vasudeveti Vedinti Sisatvataha Yatad Brahma Param Sukshmam Shunyam Shunya Kalpitam Bhagavan Vasudeveti Nanti Svatpataha Yata Brahma Param Sukshma Sukshmam Kalpitam Bhagavan Vasudeveti Amiranti Satvata Yatad Brahma Param Sukshmam Ashunya Ashunya Kalpitam Bhagavan Vasudeveti Yam Grananti Satvataha Vaishnavis Yatad Brahma Param Sukshmam Ashunyam Shunya Kalpitam Bhagavan Vasudeveti Nandi Satvataha Yatad Brahma Param Sukshmam Ashunya Ashunya Kalpitam Bhagavan Vasudeveti Agnanti Satvataha Rama Pram Sukhsa Yet that which tat such Brahma Param Para Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Sukshmam, spiritual, beyond all material conceptions, Ashunyam, not impersonal or void, Shunyakalpitam, imagined to be void by less intelligent men, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, Krishna, iti, thus, yam, whom, grananti, sing about, he, indeed, satvataha, pure devotees. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, Krishna, is extremely difficult to understand for unintelligent men who accept Him as impersonal or void, which He is not. The Lord is therefore understood and sung about by pure devotees. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, Krishna, is extremely difficult to understand for unintelligent men who accept Him as impersonal or void, which He is not. The Lord is therefore understood and sung about by pure devotees. Purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1-11, Vedanti tat tatvavidhas tatvam yajgyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdite. The absolute truth is realized in three phases as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the origin of everything. Brahman is a partial representation of Bhagavan, and Vasudev, the Supersoul living everywhere and in everyone's heart, is also an advanced realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when one comes to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudevam Sarvamiti, when one realizes that Vasudev is both Paramatma and the impersonal Brahman, he is then in perfect knowledge. Krishna is therefore described by Arjuna as Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. The words Param Brahma refer to the shelter of the impersonal Brahman and also of the all-pervading Supersoul. When Krishna says, Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam eti, this means that the perfect devotee, after perfect realization, returns home back to Godhead. Maharaj Katvanga accepted the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and because of his full surrender, he achieved perfection. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the ninth canto, ninth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Dynasty of Amshuman. the verse again. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, Krishna, is extremely difficult to understand for unintelligent men who accept him as impersonal or void, which he is not. The Lord is therefore understood and sung about by pure devotees. Om Gyan Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So, in the verse it is mentioned that the Lord is neither impersonal nor void. And we see this understanding reflected in one of the pranam mantras we chant in honor of Srila Prabhupada. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtita Deshatarane. So this means that Srila Prabhupada, he is a servant of his spiritual master Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he's spreading the message of Gaura, Lord Chaitanya, in the Western countries, and he's especially challenging the concepts of Nirvishesha and Shunyavadi. So Vishesha means with variety, and Nirvishesha means with no variety, no personality, in other words, impersonalism. And Shunya means void. There's nothing, ultimately. No God. So, Nirvishesha means God is impersonal, and Shunyavadi means there is no God. So these ideas are very prominent in the world today. There are many atheist persons who think there is no God, there is no soul ultimately. At the time of death, you know, they think everything is finished. The modern materialistic scientists are very much in line with that philosophy. Of course, it's a very old philosophy, but we're seeing a modern manifestation of it. And the impersonalist ideas are also very common today. If people have some conception of God, they tend to think that God is impersonal, formless. And ultimately, you could say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, what's wrong with that is that ultimately then people begin to think that they are God. If they don't recognize any personality of God, then they assume the position of God. So these concepts of Nirvishesha and Shunyavadi are hostile to the process of devotional service. If you think you are God or that God is impersonal, you're not very inclined to engage in service to God or glorification of God. And what to speak of if you don't believe in God at all. You think that everything is just matter behaving in its own way. So this verse is mentioning these concepts of impersonalism and voidism. which he is not, it says. The absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, is not impersonal or void. So Lord Chaitanya was, in his time, preaching against impersonalism and voidism. During his tour of South India, he met Buddhist philosophers who were preaching this philosophy of Shunyavadi. Now, today there may be some Buddhists who have some kind of theistic concept, but the ones that Lord Chaitanya encountered were of this Shunyavadi variety, accepting that ultimately everything is void. Ultimately, there's no soul. They aspire for nirvana, absorption into this void or shunya. So he preached to them. He encountered them. And the Buddhists had rejected the Vedic authority, so he couldn't speak to them on the basis of quoting from the Vedic literature, because they didn't accept the Vedic literature. They accepted only sense evidence and logic. So simply on that basis, Lord Chaitanya defeated their philosophy and converted some of them. So Srila Prabhupada mentions in that connection that sometimes in our modern Krishna consciousness movement, we encounter contemporary varieties of this voidist kind of philosophy. As I said, mostly coming from modern materialistic scientists who propose that ultimately, there is no God, there is no soul, everything is matter, just temporarily combining in its own way. So Lord Chaitanya preached against that philosophy. And he also preached against the impersonal philosophy. Of course, mostly Lord Chaitanya was simply engaged in Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Vikevalam, Kalona, Stavana, 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 Gatiranyata. That is the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So that was his main method of spreading Krishna consciousness. But when he encountered impersonalists or voidists, sometimes he would engage in some philosophical discussion with them in order to point out the deficiencies of their philosophy and the superiority of the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. But nevertheless, his main method of spreading Krishna consciousness was the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra congregationally and the recitation of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and so on. And that's still true today. Our main method for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement is the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord, the distribution of prasadam, holding festivals like Rath Yatra, and distributing transcendental literature, especially the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. But sometimes we engage in discussion with supporters of these opposing philosophies and worldviews. So Lord Chaitanya also did that. You know, he came to Jagannath Puri, and there he met Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the instructor of all of the impersonalist or Mayavadi sannyasis who were there in Jagannath Puri at the time. But somehow he became a little attracted by Lord Chaitanya and his Sankirtan movement, but still he was manifesting his attachment to the impersonal understanding, which he was very well educated in. So he was affectionate to Lord Chaitanya, but at the same time was maintaining his impersonalist philosophy. So on one occasion he decided, this Lord Chaitanya, he's a very nice young sannyasi, but he's not very well educated in the impersonal Mayavad philosophy. And he wanted to kind of take him under his wing and give him a proper education and understanding, because he felt like without this training, then he might fall victim to different kinds of attractions. So he proposed to give him a seminar in Vedanta philosophy. So Lord Chaitanya, manifesting his quality of humility, agreed to hear him speak. So he listened for a long time as he presented his philosophy. And finally, but he didn't say anything. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, well, I mean, you've been listening, but what do you think? Do you have anything to say? And then Lord Chaitanya explained to him, well, I understand the sutras that you're speaking. They're very clear to me, because Vedanta philosophy is based on, principally upon the Upanishads and Vedanta and the four Vedas. So Lord Chaitanya said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I can understand the sutras that you're quoting, but when you start explaining them, I get a little confused, because what your interpretations are just not very clear. And then Lord Chaitanya gave him a hermeneutical principle. Hermeneutics is the branch of philosophy that deals with how to understand a text. And Lord Chaitanya explained to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the best way to understand a text from the Vedas is by the mukhya vritti, the direct dictionary understanding of the words. He says that way you get the real meaning. If you start interpreting and giving indirect explanations of these Shruti texts, then the real meaning gets lost. And that's what I think is happening. The sutras themselves are presenting the idea that the absolute is personal. But in your confused misinterpretation of those texts, you're suggesting that the absolute is impersonal, and that I can't accept. So then Lord Chaitanya began to present to him the Shruti mantras, but giving their direct meaning. And he explained, whenever the Shruti mantras appear to be presenting something impersonal, actually they're establishing the personal point of view. If you accept everything and you don't have what's called the half hen logic of just, you know, deciding, well, I like the part of the hen that gives eggs, but I don't like the part of the hen that you have to feed with grain. So he said, you've got to accept the whole thing. So he gave examples. There's a mantra from the Chandogya Upanishad. Saikshata Bahu Sham. Sham. That means when the Lord wanted to expand his energies into variegation, in other words, become many, he glanced over the material energy. So that means if he's glancing, that means he has senses. This is before the material creation. So we're not talking about material eyes or a material mind with intentions. This means that the Lord, before there is any material manifestation, has spiritual senses. Sa-aikshata. He sees. And he has intention. He wants to manifest something. So that's an aspect of personality. So Lord Chaitanya was explaining like that. And then he made reference to a mantra from the Svetashvatara Upanishad. Apanipado. That means the absolute has no hands, no feet. In other words, no senses. But he says, Lord Chaitanya was pointing out that you can't just accept that. You have to accept what it says next. Javano grahita. So, apanipado, no hands, no feet. But he is javana, running faster than anyone. And grahita, he's accepting everything that is offered. So that means, Lord Chaitanya said, that the Lord has no material hands, no material legs, but he is accepting everything, and he's running faster than anyone. That means he has spiritual senses, which, by which and through which he carries out all kinds of activities. And then the next line of that verse from this Svetashvatara Upanishad says, Pashyat Achakshu. He doesn't have any eyes, but he sees. Sa Shrinoti Akarna. He hears, although he doesn't have any ears. And taken all together, that again means the Lord has spiritual senses. He doesn't have any material eyes or material ears, yet he is seeing and he is hearing. So this again means the Lord has spiritual senses, spiritual personality, spiritual desires. He's not impersonal or void. And he also has energies. He has senses. He has a mind. And he has energies. And actually, we, the jiva souls, are one of the energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Chaitra Jakya Tata Para Avidya Karma Samgamya Tritya Shakti Ishiti in the Vishnu Purana. That statement is given that Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, has three principal energies. There's the Para Shakti, the spiritual energy, which manifests the transcendental form of the Lord and the transcendental Vaikuntha planets, his abode. Then there is the Avidya Karma, the energy of ignorance, the material energy. And between the two is the Chaitragya, the knower of the field, which can either be spiritual or material. And that energy is the Jiva Shakti. That's what we are. And we have a choice between the spiritual energy and the material energy. And that spiritual energy, that Param Brahma, is personal. And Lord Chaitanya, in his discussion with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, makes the point that it's difficult to understand the personal nature of the Supreme Lord simply from the Upanishads and the Vedas. Therefore, the Puranas are also necessary. In other words, not just Shruti, but Smriti also needs to be understood. You know, the Vedic literature is divided into those two categories. Shruti, meaning that what is originally spoken and heard, by which is traditionally meant the four Vedas, the Upanishads. And then there is Smriti, that which is remembered, which includes the Puranas and other literatures of that sort, like the Bhagavad Purana or the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's also necessary for understanding the real import of the Vedic literature. So Lord Chaitanya was pointing out that in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma is saying the residents of Vrindavan, like Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd boys and cowherd girls, they're very fortunate because the Param Brahma is playing as their friend. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is establishing very clearly that this Brahma ultimately is personal and engaged in activities. So Maharaj Katvanga was understanding that, according to this verse, that the Absolute is neither impersonal nor void. The Lord is therefore understood and sung about by pure devotees. You don't sing about nothing. You sing about a person. You know, just like now, you know, people are talking about, you know, persons, like many of them are now talking about Donald Trump, who is a candidate for president. So he's a person, he's opulent, he's a billionaire, he's famous. So therefore people are talking about him. But because he's a material personality, that talk is never very satisfying and it won't liberate one from the cycle of birth and death. But in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Machchita madgata prana bodhayantas parasparam Katyantas chamam nityam, tushyanti cha ramanti cha. My devotees are singing about me. They're glorifying me. They're talking about me. Katyantas chamam. They are speaking about me. Their kata is Krishna kata. And also, much jata, their minds are absorbed in me. Madgata prana, their prana, their living force, their activities are dedicated to me. And they're conversing about me, talking about me and how to spread my glories, how to spread this Krishna consciousness movement in Los Angeles and around the world. So that's the message of the verse today. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva Krishna, is extremely difficult to understand for unintelligent men. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Klesho dikataras tesham avyakta sakta chetasam. It's possible to try to understand the impersonal feature of the Lord, because that is one of the features of the Lord, but it's very difficult and it's not very satisfying. So it's only the unintelligent who dedicate themselves to that. Difficult to understand for unintelligent men who accept him as impersonal or void, which he is not. The Lord is therefore understood and sung about by pure devotees. So I'll stop there. Any question or comment? Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Festival. So do I have to schedule before you go, or so I can be late?
No, come.
You're holding the schedule, it's become from.